When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. August in Missouri. A sure sign it's time for two Show Me State trademarks, the State Fair and humidity. Once upon a time, I dropped 10 pounds in one day at the fair, all in the form of sweat. Then again, another year I rode out a torrential rain inside of a tent. And I can remember likewise wearing a heavy coat on another August. You see, sweat, rain, or coats, doesn't matter. The show must go on. So thousands of exhibitors and tens of thousands of visitors will embark on Sedalia over the next several days. I was there already myself on opening day yesterday, with the privilege of hosting the Missouri State Fair Queen contestants as their tour guide across the historic fairgrounds. Over the course of my lifetime, I've logged many miles across the nearly 400 acres of asphalt and sawdust between the cattle barns and the highway gardens. I've camped in a tent, stock trailer, and camper. At the state fair, I've sung on the stage, led livestock through a dusty ring, cooked on a hot plate in the campgrounds as well as in the beef showcase, and I have seen it all, especially when it comes to what not to wear while visiting the fair. Ladies show up in high heels, skimpy skirts, and clingy tops dressed for the streets of downtown New York to stroll through cattle, chicken, and swine barns. I've watched them tiptoe over animal deposits and tried not to snicker. Hadn't they realized it's not exactly a runway? Although world-class people and livestock do take center stage. Some attendees know ahead of time that the Coliseum is not the Ritz, so they opt for more casual attire. Actually, I'm not sure it is as much about their knowledge as just the way they look no matter where they go. Small pods of teenagers flip-flop their way down hot pavement, dragging baggy breeches and wearing black layers of leather adorned with thick, heavy chains. While they make their anti-establishment fashion statements, their deodorant goes into overdrive to compensate for that glaring sun soaking into the goth garb they wear. It sure is difficult for them to keep their black lipstick dark while slurping lemonade or licking a pineapple whip. Talk about your oxymoron. Well, less conspicuous, but just as ludicrous, are the silly choices by kids and adults alike to wear tube tops too small, shorts too short, shoes too tight, hats too hairy, and way too much jewelry for a ride on the loopity-loop. At the end of the day, I watched the beleaguered crowds file by on their way out the gate. They were limping and frowning. They complained of sunburned shoulders and other unnecessarily exposed body parts. They needed talcum powder for the chafed thighs underneath those cute little shorts. They had to wear bandages on the blisters they willingly earned by wearing fancy new shoes. And some bemoaned the fact that they'd have to buy a new set of earrings to make up for a pair of silver hoops turned single. After watching people year after year set out to conquer the snow cone concessions and novelty stands, I've come to a firm conclusion. They should take fashion advice from the folks in the cattle, sheep, poultry, rabbit, and swine barns. Good old denims and a lightweight t-shirt from any of 100 past 4-H contests or other livestock events serves them well. Not only for washing critters and shoveling stalls, but for taking in the state fair sights and shows. No lost bangle bracelets, no cheesy tan stripes where a shirt should have been, no blistered feet or melted makeup. Just clean-cut, perfectly attired country kids traveling in happy packs, wearing their best state fair accessories, smiles and grins, and perhaps a scotch comb sticking out of the back pocket. Perfect state fair wear. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.